The Senate will please come to order. And the clerk will please call
Atkinson.
The roll.
Atkinson. Bates. Bates. Beyer. Beyer. Boquist. Boquist. Burdick. Devlin. Devlin. Dingfelder. Edwards. Edwards. Farioli. Farioli. George. George. Girard. Haas. Johnson. Johnson. Cruz.
Present.
Montes Anderson. Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morse. Morse. Nelson. Nelson. Olson.
Right. Yeah, just call it.
Brzezinski. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Shields. Shields. Starr. Steiner Hayward. Telfer. Thompson. Thompson. Berger. Whitsitt. Whitsitt. Winters. Winters. President Courtney.
Got a quorum. Senate will please come to order. The clerk will call the roll. The Pledge of Allegiance today will be led by Senator Thompson. Our invocation today is from Carol Joy Brenlinger, who is the campus minister for the Spiritual Life Center at Portland State University.
Good morning. I'm grateful to be here today with the PSU community. And today I'd like to reflect on education and how I see transformation happening through education as I connect with students, faculty, and staff at Portland State. I believe that education at its best encourages curiosity. Those who are curious are the most open to learning. This quality of curiosity allows us to be engaged, to live with our eyes open, and to be awake in our days. Whether we are in school or not, our learning is never complete. We are all students of life. Our process of discovery never ends. So over the past 6 years that I've worked at Portland State, I've been inspired by the capstone faculty who are passionate about engaging their students in the process of discovery, transformation, and service. What these professors teach is not limited to the four walls of their classroom. Students are connected with service opportunities where they can give of their time and have an impact on the lives of others. I'm equally inspired by students whose big hearts desire to serve others. These individuals are eager to ask important and difficult questions about justice and equality in our world. Their desire is that education will truly serve the city, as PSU's motto expresses, and serve beyond the city to actualize peace and justice in our world. There is a quality of deep compassion and humility in the hearts of these students and faculty. And it is this compassion that gives them the courage to ask difficult questions and open themselves to where these difficult questions lead. When we are open to difficult questions, we are open to transformation. And we are willing to increase our understanding and open our eyes to truth that we might have not seen at first glance. Education can empower and equip people to be strong leaders who lead from a place of compassion and integrity. A strong leader is one who stays curious, recognizing that life is always bringing new opportunities for learning, growth, and transformation. A strong leader is also one who has the courage to be with the questions, even when they cannot be answered in the time that we would like them to be. German poet Rilke wrote, "I would like to beg you, dear sir, as well as I can, to have patience with everything unresolved in your heart, and to try to love the questions themselves, as if they were locked rooms or books written in a very foreign language. Don't search for the answers, which could not be given to you now, because you would not be able to live them. And the point is to live everything. Live the questions now. Perhaps then someday, far in the future, you will gradually, without even noticing it, live your way into the answer. May we be students of life, and may we be open to living the questions. Please pray with me. Loving God, in the work of our days, help us to be awake. Open us to the intelligence of our hearts. Create a never-ending curiosity in our minds, constantly engaging us as students of the life right in front of us. Give us the courage to ask the questions and the endurance to live with the unanswered questions. In these questions, may we inspire peace, justice, equality, and compassion in our world. Encourage our hearts with joy, fill our minds with peace, open our spirits to compassion as we recognize the suffering in the world, and renew us with gratitude as we take time to be aware of the beauty and goodness in our daily encounters. Amen.
Thank you, Carol Joy Brenlinger, for the invocation. And thank you, Senator Thompson, for the pledge. Courtesies of the Senate. Colleagues, as you have probably guessed by now, today is PSU Day at the Capitol. We have a lot of guests here at the Capitol for PSU Day, and I would like to extend courtesies to them, starting with President Vim Wiebel, who's up in the center gallery. He has been president of Portland State since August of 2008, and since his arrival, research expenditures at Portland State have grown by 30%. And enrollment has grown for its 13th consecutive years. And then, on the side aisle, we have Victor Viking and the cheer team, and I would like to also extend courtesies to them. We have packets on our desks that were provided by PSU. I hope you have a chance to read through them. And finally, at my desk, I would like to have courtesies go to Connor Kavanaugh, who is a football quarterback for Portland State for their first winning season in 5 years. And he is a finance major, and he's actually lined up his first job after college. So courtesies go to you, Connor. Further courtesies. Recognize Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Madam President. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to ask for courtesies for the Queen of the Rose Festival 2010, who's a student at Portland State, which was my alumnus, by the way, as well. Victoria Dinu is also a runner. She has been in track and field and cross country. She is a public relations major. She plays the violin beautifully. and has played for the Portland Youth Philharmonic. She hopes someday to maybe work in public relations for Nike or be an executive director. And she's also talked to me about how do you get elected to public office. And so having been elected to public office 15 times, she's talking to the right guy. Please, please give her the courtesies of the floor. Victoria Dinu.
Victoria, you picked a good a courtesy giver here since you have so much in common and courtesies are extended to you. Further courtesies. Recognize Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to have the Senator extend courtesies to my new legislative aide, Sylvia Engel. Sylvia lives in Clackamas County, which is the heart of beautiful Clackamas County that I represent. She's lived in Charbonneau for 7 years, and she lived in Westland for 18 years. She's been happily married to Cliff, her husband, for the last 32 years. She has one daughter, a grandson, three stepdaughters, and 15 grandchildren. She's worked in the banking industry in Oregon for all of her career, and she serves as the co-chair of the Comprehensive Options Against Drug Abuse for the last 18 years. She has been on the board for 18 years, and she now currently serves as co-chair. So I'd like to thank you for offering courtesies to my new legislative aide. Thank you.
Welcome to the Capitol, and courtesies are extended to you. Recognize Senator Dingfelder.
Thank you, Madam President, and I'd like to extend courtesies to a new intern that's working in my office, Paige Spence. Paige is from Atlanta, Georgia, and a graduate of the University of Georgia in 2007. She has become a proud Oregonian since moving to Portland a year and a half ago to attend Lewis and Clark Law School, where she's now in her second year. I realize this is PSU day, but since I'm now a student at PSU, I can say that I have a student of PSU at my desk as well. She's focusing on environmental and natural resources law and policy, and her particular interests are in public land management, water rights, and coastal development issues. So as you can see, she's a good fit for my office. She's also a classically trained violinist and is learning the mandolin. So we were just discussing that since I've been learning the mandolin for the past year. She enjoys spending time at the coast and hiking in the gorge, and we may have to invite her back to play her violin, maybe at a future Senate convening. And I would like you all to join me in extending courtesies to Paige. She'll be interning in my office the entire month.
Welcome to the Capitol, Paige, and courtesies are extended to you. Recognize Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Madam President. Would you please extend courtesies to Keiko Ann Holland? She's a student from Portland State University, my alma mater. She's also part of the women's track and field and cross-country teams. She is also from my district, living in Tualatin and graduating from Tualatin High School. She's a Chinese major, education minor, distance runner for PSU track, member of the Portland Athletics Club, the Oregon Cross Country Club. She plans on becoming an elementary school teacher. I hope by the time that she gets her master's of teaching degree that we are not laying off elementary school teachers, that we are actually hiring them.
Courtesies are extended to you, Keiko Ann, and you can get in some training by following our busy Ways and Means co-chair around the Capitol today. So courtesies are extended to you. Recognize Senator Shields.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, I wish that you would send courtesies of the Senate to Dennis Taylor, who is sitting with me today, also a PSU student. He's a football linebacker from Fontana, California, went to Kaiser High School. He's a political science major who was redshirted last season, and he has the goal of becoming a United States senator. Way to go, shoot for the big leagues. Please welcome Dennis Taylor. Thank you, Madam President.
Dennis, welcome to the Senate, and maybe you'll be here sitting on the other side of that desk someday, so courtesies are extended to you. Further courtesies. Remonstrances. Messages from the governor. Oops. Back to remonstrances. Recognize Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, it's Wednesday. Need I say more? Everyone should have a job on Wednesday. Jobs, jobs, jobs. It's something we should concentrate on. In 2009, this body passed two bills that were supposed to assist our economy. I ask, with today's economic forecast, did it work? Consider, if you will, we, this body, this Senate, is stranded on a desert island. We have several loaves of bread for sustenance. We elect a committee to determine the distribution of the bread. In the middle of the island is a mountain of wheat. What could we do with this wheat if only we knew how to bake? We have a mountain of people still unemployed in our state, but yet we as a body don't bring forth recipes that will teach us to bake. We only deal with the distribution of the crumbs. Isn't it about time we learned how to bake?
Further remonstrances. Messages from the Governor.
To the Honorable President of the Senate of the 76th Legislative Assembly, attached is a list of Governor's appointments to state boards and commissions subject to Senate confirmation in the manner provided by ORS 171562 and ORS 171565. These appointments and reappointments are submitted for your consideration and will be effective upon Senate confirmation. Sincerely, John A. Kitzhaber, Governor. State Board of Forestry, Nils Christofferson, Tom Insko, Cindy Williams.
The Governor's executive appointments are transmitted to the President's desk for referral. Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I'm directed by the co-speakers to inform you that the House has passed House Bill 4037, adopted House Concurrent Resolution 204.
Reports from committees. In accordance with SR 8.55 sub 1, committee report summary 5 was distributed to members February 7th. This information will be recorded in the journal and status report, so ordered. Propositions and motions. Action on executive appointments requiring Senate confirmation. Introduction and first reading of Senate measures. Second reading of Senate measures.
Senate Bill 1507 relating to HIV testing and declaring emergency.
Passed calendar. Third reading of Senate measures. The clerk will read the bill.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 203 commemorating Jubilee Year of Sisters of St. Mary of Oregon and their 125 years of dedicated ministry and service.
Recognize Senator Hass.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, please join me today in celebrating the devoted work of the Sisters of St. Mary of Oregon by supporting SER 203. For the past 125 years, the Sisters of St. Mary of Oregon have devoted their lives to teaching, prayer, and service to others. They serve their community through child development, education, lifelong learning, and care to the elderly. They provide a sacred space for contemplation and retreat and engage in on-campus outreach and ministry. Specifically, they run the Valley Catholic School, which offers classes from early learning all the way through high school, and they share their campus with the Maryville Nursing Home and the Bethany Center. The Sisters originally founded in Sublimity, Oregon in 1886. 5 years later, they moved to their beautiful 43-acre campus in Beaverton. They began teaching in 1903, colleagues, and have contributed to expand their educational reach since then. The Sisters of St. Mary of Oregon have been a rock, a stable and very positive influence in my community and for the rest of Oregon. I hope that you'll join me today in honoring the Sisters and their 125 years of dedicated ministry and service to Oregon.
Discussion. If not, Senator Hass, do you wish to close? He does not. The question now arises on third reading and final passage of SCR 203. Those of the opinion the bill should pass, once their eyes, names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will read the bill.
Devlin? Dingfelder? Edwards? Ferrioli? George? Gerard? Hass? Johnson? Cruz? Monis Anderson? Monroe? Morse? Nelson? Olson, Prozanski, Rosenbaum, Shields, Starr, Steiner Hayward, Telfer, Thompson, Berger, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, Boquist, Burdick, President Courtney, excused, Johnson, 29 aye votes.
SCR 203, having received a constitutional majority, is declared adopted. Clerk will read the next bill.
Senate Bill 1524, relating to private security professionals, declaring emergency.
Recognize Senator Prozanski.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, Senate Bill 1524 comes out of your Judiciary Committee on a 5-0 vote. Colleagues, this bill is going to just limit the ability for private security professionals certification requirements as it pertains to individuals that may be working the door of a licensed premises that OLCC license. It will, in fact, allow for an individual to be able to provide services at the front door so long as they have an alcohol serving license, which means they do understand and can recognize individuals that may be under the influence of alcohol prior to entering. It was one that will allow for those individuals to be able to assist at the front door so long as they're not there to provide some type of security, meaning that they're not going to be able to have a confrontational position at the door, seize property, or be armed. This is one that will help as a step gap to allow for those individuals to assist the irregular people who might be working the door, and it can't be their permanent employment or their main job description and requirement. Lastly, for very large events that are not accustomed to the premises, this exemption that's being put in would not apply. Thank you, Madam President.
Discussion. Recognize Senator Dingfelder.
Thank you, Madam President. To the bill.
To the bill.
So, colleagues, I voted no on this bill last session, although I voted yes on the bill this time, and I'll tell you why. I'm generally cautious about loosening regulations governing the sale of liquor at bars and clubs. I support this bill this time because it's narrowly tailored to address ambiguities in the current law regarding when servers can check ID at the door at bars or clubs. I happen to have a district that has many problem establishments. We've had many incidences, and that's the reason I voted no last session. We heard testimony in committee that Senate Bill 1524 addresses the issue that can arise when a normally quiet bar receives an unexpected influx of customers and needs to rotate a bartender to the door to check IDs. That's the intent of the bill, and I want to make it clear that this bill does not create a loophole for bartenders to regularly monitor the entrance of bars and clubs, but simply allows bartenders to help out of the door when a club or bar becomes unexpectedly busy. This is the reason that I voted yes this time. As you see, it came out unanimously. Thank you. Under this narrow exception to the DPSST certification, a bartender is not permitted to be armed, initiate confrontational activities, seize property, or conduct enforcement activities. Those are the types of things only police officers should be able to do. These are potentially violent situations at bars and clubs, and I don't think that we want to have people who aren't trained through DPPST standards. Did I get that right? DPSST standards to be put in these situations. I also want to make sure that this is on the record. The safety concerns that were raised last session have been addressed. And so that's the reason I'm voting for this bill this time around. Thank you, Madam President.
Further discussion? If not, Senator Pazanski, do you wish to close?
Madam President, I don't think it's necessary since the good senator from center of Portland has just given the bill two readings. Thank you.
Question now arises upon third reading and final passage of SB 1524. Those of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as your names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Dingfelder?
Aye.
Edwards?
Aye.
Ferrioli?
Aye.
George?
Aye.
Gerard?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Cruz?
Aye.
Monis Anderson?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Morse?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Przanski?
Rosenbaum?
Aye. Shields?
Aye.
Starr?
Aye.
Steiner Hayward?
Aye.
Telfer?
Aye.
Thompson?
Aye.
Berger?
Aye.
Berger?
Aye.
Whitsitt?
Aye.
Winters?
Aye.
Atkinson?
Aye.
Bates?
Aye.
Beyer?
Aye.
Boquist?
Aye.
Burdick?
Aye.
Devlin?
Aye.
President Courtney?
Yes.
Excuse Johnson? 29 aye votes.
Senate Bill 1524, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the next bill.
Senate Bill 1529, relating to property taxation and prescribing an effective date.
Recognize Senator Morse.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, Senate Bill 529 is a consensus proposal developed by commercial real estate developers in conjunction with county assessors, the Oregon Department of Revenue, and other stakeholders. The bill, which was unanimously approved in the Senate Revenue Committee, relates to tax assessment of commercial real estate properties. The bill addresses the unintended impact of a Department of Revenue administrative rule seeking to create greater uniformity in the assessment of commercial properties county to county in light of Measure 50. When that rule took effect in 2008, it resulted in substantial increases in the assessment of certain properties, most prominently commercial warehouse space. The increased property tax liability resulted in a lack of tax parity between properties developed before the rule and new properties coming on the tax roll after the new rule took effect. This disparity created a competitive disadvantage for new properties because of the increased tax liability and created a significant economic disincentive for industrial development and job creation. Madam President, colleagues, I would just give you an example. Prior to the 2008 change, a real market value for commercial class would have an assessed value of roughly $9.8 million. After the change in classification to industrial, same real market value of $20 million, the assessed value would have been increased to $16.7 million. So you can understand the disparity and the stress that it puts on warehouse developers. The newly assessed property would be assessed 71% higher than existing property of equal value. So the objective of Senate Bill 529 is to restore tax parity by bringing the tax assessed value of new properties close to back down to the pre-2008 Department of Revenue rule levels. And it accomplishes this objective by dividing property that is currently in one broad property classification, which is industrial, into three classifications. First, it removes the industrial classification and places into its own classification, quote-unquote, real property, machinery, and equipment. Second, it removes locally assessed industrial property and combines it with locally assessed commercial. Third and finally, it retains only state-appraised industrial property in the industrial classification. The data collected by county assessors statewide concludes that this approach will restore parity without negative consequences. Colleagues, I understand this is a complex piece of legislation. It had support from the department, from stakeholders, and county assessors. I urge an aye vote. Thank you.
Discussion? No discussion? Senator Morse, do you wish to close? He does not. The question now arises on third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 1529. Those of the opinion the bill should pass will answer ayes. The names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Edwards?
Aye.
Ferrioli?
No.
George?
Aye.
Girard? Hass?
Aye.
Johnson? Cruz? Monis Anderson? Monis Anderson? Monroe? Morse? Nelson? Olson? Prezansky? Rosenbaum? Shields? Starr? Steiner Hayward? Telfer? Thompson? Berger? Whitsitt? Winters? Atkinson? Bates? Beyer? Boquist? Burdick? Devlin? Dingfelder? President Courtney?
Yes.
Excuse? Johnson? 29 aye votes.
Senate Bill 1529, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. First reading of the House measures.
House Concurrent Resolution 204, commemorating victory by University of Oregon football team in 2012 Rose Bowl. House Bill 4047, relating to alcohol beverage sales, exempt for licensing requirements, declaring an emergency.
Transmitted to the President's desk for referral. Second reading of House measures. Third reading of House measures. Other business of the Senate, in accordance with the SR 8.403 committee referral list number 4, was distributed to the members February 7th, and number 5 was distributed today. The referrals will be recorded in the Journal and the status report, and it is so ordered. Announcements. Recognize Senator Dianne Rosenbaum.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Democrats will caucus promptly at noon. Please eat your lunch and come to the caucus room at noon.
Recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli.
Yes, Mr. President, thank you. We do have a caucus scheduled for noon, so Republicans, please get your lunches and please be in the caucus room by 12. Thank you.
Are there further announcements? If there are no further announcements without objection, the Senate will be adjourned until 11 a.m. tomorrow, which is Thursday, February 9th. Go Vikings. The Senate is now adjourned.